Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice? Listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so as you guys know, I'm the mama. I am the mama of the house. Being the mama has a very, very unique role because I am the communicator in chief of my house. I know there's people out there saying, no, no stereotypes in our family. We're all equal. There's no man of the house. There's no woman of the house. In my family, oh, hell no. No, in my family, the stereotypes roar. I am the mama. And being the mama, I am the one that you communicate to. I am the one that you bring the boo-boos to. I am the one that, you know, will tell you how to save money. I'm the one that's going to give you the girl advice because I don't like the girl advice hubby gives. All right, that's what mama brings to the table. Daddy, he could be the head of the household. He could kill the spiders. He could scare off the coyotes. He could do all the carpentry work. Fine by me. But let me be mama communicator in chief. So I am the one that remembers when the garbage has to be taken out. I remember when the plumber's coming. I remember when things need to be done. And I am the one, therefore, that needs to communicate. Now, sadly, what ends up happening when you are the mama, you get tuned out. You know, mommy will say, look, you need to brush your teeth. Go brush your teeth. You got to brush your teeth. You know, don't forget to use soap and you scrub, you know, blah, blah, blah. Get tuned out. When daddy goes, brush your teeth. It's like, hey. What was that comedian? He says, you know, moms have all these levels, you know, of, okay, now I'm mad. Okay, now I'm getting mad. I'm getting mad. Okay, now I am furious. Yet, the comedian, I forget who it was, he said, dads go from couch to silverback gorilla or whatever, where they're like, you know, go from zero to, So, me, I'm communicator chief. And so in the last 24 hours, something has been popping up on my phone when I communicate something to my family. And it actually, so hubby, all right, we gotta remember to take out the garbage. He's going out of town. My other son's out of town. I just had surgery, so I'm going to kind of milk it, you know, where I can't really be picking up these things of garbage. And I got to tell you, our garbages are heavy because I have 5 cats. And when they go potty in the potty boxes and I have to clean up all the poopoo powder, that stuff's heavy. So I texted hubby because I was still downstairs working going, did you take out the garbage? Instead, I get a notification that says Corey has notifications silenced. I'm like, crazy, so what? he's really? Yeah, it's not even midnight. Okay, I don't care if he's going to bed. What? My notifications better. I don't care. You know, if there's some pretty girl he met somewhere, yeah, you could silence those notifications. But me, my notifications better go through. Then it says that it was delivered quietly. Almost like my husband told his phone, Dahlia's just so loud, is there any way, you know, hey Siri, is there any way to get my wife to nag at me quieter? And this is what the phone does. I will deliver your message quietly. Oh, hell no. If I got a message to deliver my husband, I would deliver it. But then, after it says Corey has notification silence, they give a little moon, you know, like, oh, he's sleeping. I'm like, I'm still working. My day isn't that. Really? Really? He's sleeping? Really? You wake his ass up. Then, there's a little button that you could push or a little prompt saying notify anyway. Oh, yeah. That baby. I'm like, I want the garbage just taken out tonight because there's a chance he's going to forget about it because he's going to leave town. So this, when I say something has to be done, it has to be done now. My family knows that if I bring something up, it's not that I want it to be taken care of in December of 2025. It's because I want it taken care of in December 2021. In fact, I want it taken care of right then and there. So the fact that our phones are now protecting my husband, giving him a barrier against me. My kids, too. They found out they go, really, we could silence mom's notifications? Tell me how. And my husband's like, oh, there's a do not disturb. And I'm like, whoa, 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 whoa. Okay, you guys are inferring by that certain things I say have a variable value in terms of what needs to be done. When I say anything to anybody in my family, it is of utmost importance. With the exception of making a joke or singing some song lyrics, if I give you a direct order, that isn't debatable. And you guys are acting like you have a choice as to whether to procrastinate it or not. Who the heck, I mean, gave you that authority to question the speed at which the things I'm telling you to do need to get done? So, interestingly, I posted this on Facebook, and people are like, oh, yeah, I do that all the time. I do not disturb. I silence my notifications. So, interestingly, with all the new, you know, we had emojis that got popular. But remember when there were all the different dings and chimes that you could use for your alerts, and those were all popular? Looks like now the biggest popular feature of these phones is how to disconnect. Is how to stop the bzz, bzz, bzz. See, I keep the bzz all night long with my phone because, again, I just don't know if it's from work. I don't know if it's one of my kids. So I that's why I wake up multiple times in the middle of the night. But then the feature should say, look, anybody other than my wife, quietly send me their message, right? Which might be kind of smart, especially if it's somebody you like. But anyway, quietly forward the message, and I will address it the next day. You know, in fact, there's a way where you can even send a message saying, I'm in bed, and so I'm going to get to this tomorrow. I love that feature, because how many times...
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So Timothy said, writes, did I hear about Urban Meyer? So now we can't hit on women without losing our jobs? So I don't know if you guys have been following football. We do have some football news, especially when it comes to COVID. But Coach Urban Meyer of the Jacksonville Jaguars, he was the one where, did you guys see all the footage where there was a pretty blonde lady who was kind of dancing and grinding up and, you know, their video caught him touching her butt and he's married and you know, the team said they were embarrassed and there was all that going on. Well, he finally got fired. Owner Shad Khan said in a statement, after deliberation over many weeks and a thorough analysis of the entirety of Urban's tenure with our team, I am bitterly disappointed to arrive at the conclusion that an immediate change is imperative for everyone. He had informed Coach Urban that Urban Meyer of the change this evening. As I said in October, regaining our trust and respect was essential. Regrettably, it did not happen. Now, keep in mind, the Jaguars have had some issues with some of their recent scorings, and so I think there was a little bit more at play with this, but it does kind of bring up the topic of what people do on their own time. You know, how does that cost you your job? Well, can I just say, was it Sunday's game where it was a shutout? Titans-Jags were like 20-0. I'm looking it up right here. Rams-Jaguars the week before, 37-7. Jags lost to the Falcons the week before, 21-14. I think they've got to be in last place in their division. So, you know, I think that played a big part of it. You know, so yeah. So if they're fourth in AFC South, that's going to be a part of it. And I think, what did he coach me about, 13 games? So offensive coordinator Darrell Bevell is going to serve as interim head coach for the remainder of the season. And I don't really follow a lot of what's going on, but one theme that's been happening in multiple industries, not only the NFL, is also abuse. Well, former kicker Josh Lambo alleged that Coach Meyer kicked him in the leg while he was stretching in warm-ups before a practice during the week of the final preseason game. Not exactly sure why. Sounds like there's also been some, you know, drama between receiver Marvin Jones Jr. and coach. So, you know, the idea of coaches being the way they are, right? Like, what was that? Bad News Bears with Walter Matthau, you know, the coach, or just like a drill sergeant. Things are changing now. And so with the NFL, they are going to be very progressive in terms of somebody's behavior, demeanor, both on and off the field, whether it's in practice or whether it's in a bar. And so it's very interesting how the culture is moving. I mean, personally, I think anybody cheating on his wife is, you know, a piece of crap. Anybody cheating on their husband or partner, yeah, but does that mean they have to lose their job? I understand that a lot of relationships fall apart. Some people might start dating. Sometimes there's open relationships. Some people flirt. They might lose, you know, a little control. Somebody's flirting with them who's younger. You know, does that mean their whole life has to be ruined? But my answer, Timothy, with what happened is I think it kind of has to do with the Jags' record. If he really wasn't, you know, getting them to progress from a game standpoint, that's an issue. Now, this is something that's very fascinating that's going on with the NFL, and this kind of falls under the thread of the rules change as we go. So, even if you guys don't watch the NFL or watch games, it's very interesting what's happening with COVID. So, apparently, the NFL is getting blitzed right now with tons of positive COVID tests. And we're going into week 15. Week 15 is kind of crucial as we're figuring out who's going to be in the playoffs. And over 75 staff and players tested positive for COVID. Now, according to NFL rules, they have to isolate for 10 days or have two back-to-back negative COVID tests 24 hours prior to return. 75 staff and players, some teams are going to struggle to have enough players and backup strings for this week's game. That's pretty crazy. Now, some of you are like, well, wait a second, this 10 days or back-to-back negative COVID test, that is a corollary off the CDC. That's not officially what the CDC says. CDC says if you have COVID, you isolate for 10 days. Vaccinated or not, if you have COVID. But the reason why the NFL could have those different rules is not because of the NFL, is because they're testing asymptomatic players. So, according to the CDC, if any of you guys at all start having runny nose, cough, sore throat, fever, oh, sorry about that, let me shut this down. Oh, I love it when the phone rings. See, it looks like I get a call. Now, this is when you need to silence your notifications. Okay, so according to the CDC, if any of you have any sign of being ill, cough, sneezing, sore throat, fever, body aches, nausea, or vomiting, you don't have to have all of them. They could be any or. Because any of those could be a sign of COVID, whether you're vaccinated or not, you isolate, you get yourself tested. And then if you're negative, again, just if you test day one, there's a good chance you're negative, so I prefer you test a few days in. But if you're not COVID positive, you're improved, you don't have a fever, there's no isolation rules. If you are COVID positive, you isolate for 10 days. The CDC, though, says if you're vaccinated and you were exposed to somebody, like on a football team or whatever, if you don't have symptoms, you don't have to isolate if you're vaccinated, which kind of, again, didn't really make a lot of sense because a lot of vaccinated people carry the virus. But the NFL is testing everybody. The NFL has these rules where you have to be tested. So a healthy person like Baker Mayfield, quarterback, may not have any symptoms. He goes in for his test. Browns find out he's positive, as well as his coach. So then the NFL is thinking, well, huh, maybe we might need to rethink our rules. Now, almost all the players and staff are vaccinated. They say 94.6% of NFL players and nearly 100% of the personnel are vaccinated. But they still undergo weekly testing. So, according to the NFL, in the week of November, or the weeks of November 28th to December 11th, 24,900 tests were administered. Are we going to run out of tests eventually? Total of 6,655 players and team personnel, 2,479 players, 4,100 personnel, 58 new confirmed positive tests among players, 50 new confirmed tests among personnel. Overall incidence rate is 1.6% for this testing period. That's high. Unvaccinated individuals have to get a test every single day, which means Aaron Rodgers, despite him having COVID, is getting tested every single day. Vaccinated individuals are tested once a week and may volunteer for more testing if they want. Anyone identified as a high-risk contact due to exposure will be tested daily. So we're going to be talking about the headline where cases of Omicron are soaring. Well, it's because we're kind of looking for it now. And it's because you have certain agencies or industries where they're testing everybody. If you're positive, you're in isolation. You can leave isolation earlier if you're vaccinated and have the back-to-back tests. So, and they have to be PCR tests. So the rules are a little different, but then again, it's because they're testing a lot. So multiple players are now on the COVID reserve list. Cleveland Browns quarterback, Baker Mayfield. Okay, the Browns, I don't know if they're in the hunt or if they're already in playoff position. I'm not sure, but they, okay, without Baker Mayfield, they'd be in trouble. Coach Kevin Stefanski. Also, well, they test positive, the 10 days starts then. Unless, of course, they had symptoms. And then the 10 days will end once they're better and those 10 days are up. So I don't know if they're going to try to get the back-to-back testing so they could be ready for Sunday's game. Los Angeles Rams' Odell Beckham Jr. tested positive as well, plus 9 of his teammates.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden has signed a measure raising the federal debt limit and averting a default crisis. The bill raises the debt ceiling by $2.5 trillion into 2023. A man is dead and thousands are without power following powerful winds in the central United States. The driver of a tractor trailer was thrown from his truck in Iowa last night after wind blew the vehicle over on a highway. Other states, including Michigan, Wisconsin, Kansas, Minnesota, and Illinois, are still dealing with power outages today. The Storm Prediction Center saying yesterday saw the most wind gusts of 75 miles an hour since 2004. Forecasters putting that number at 55. AAA estimating over 109 million Americans will travel over the long Christmas and New Year's week. USA Radio News. Some folks' bank accounts are seeing a little bit extra money this holiday season.
Millions of parents across the United States can expect to receive some extra cash this week when the IRS will be distributing the sixth and final payment from the extended child tax credit. Roughly $16 billion has been sent to 36 million families. The Treasury Department and IRS made the statement on Wednesday. The money is expected to reach some 60 million children. It should be noted there is no limit on the number of children who can receive the credit per family. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Ohio Supreme Court is rejecting a challenge to the Vax-a-Million lottery and pandemic orders. The court saying the group Ohio Stand Up doesn't meet the requirements to sue in the Supreme Court. The group argued the vaccine lottery is discriminatory against those who don't get vaccinated and says it violates law. The Supreme Court says the organization hasn't shown how these giveaways harm its members. USA Radio News.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So like we just spoke about with the NFL, if they are testing unvaccinated people every single day, if they're testing the vaccinated people every week, yeah, we're going to be doing more testing. And when you test and test and test, we're going to see cases rise. Now the CDC has been pinged on the radar about Omicron. So a lot of the cases that were a lot of the samples that were, you know, received a few weeks ago, now a lot of them are being tested because they want to know how many could be Omicron. Omicron, I think, now is about 2.9% of the national cases. So you're going to see headlines saying it's tripled in the last day or two. Well, now, again, like I said, we're testing for it. We're going to be noticing it more. Plus, you also have a lot more work environments, employers who are saying, go test, go test, go test. I've even reminded my staff, guys, if at all you think you're sick, don't come to work, test for COVID. Well, those who want to work are like, I want to make sure I could work, so yeah, I'm getting tested. So I think we are seeing a huge rush of people who are wanting to test because they, you know, want to know they're about to travel, and there's also a lot of travel rules. You know, my son's heading out with his girlfriend going out of the country for a cruise, they had to go get tested. If they weren't traveling, they weren't going to get tested. They're negative, but there we are. There's more tests. So the more people that are going to get tested, the more we're going to see pop up. Just like quarterback Baker Mayfield of the Cleveland Browns, I don't know if he had symptoms. He just had to test. Now he's positive. So, yes, positivity is going up. But on the flip side, this is cough and cold season. We've had some bad weather. We've had a lot of parties, a lot of holiday parties. And so if a variant or a flu bug or a rhinovirus or a coronavirus or an adenovirus wanted to soar, this is the time of year which it happens. So again, nothing is putting me in panic mode, or many of us, shall we say, because this is something every winter we deal with. Every winter, I'm on the news talking to you guys about how to protect yourself when you travel, you know, how to make sure you have medications both in your carry-on as well as in your suitcase, you know, how to avoid others. You know, now it's a little bit more in vogue to wear masks, but a lot of you guys' masks are dirty, so get fresh ones. I'd still like to see the government pass out N95 respirators. Those are nice. But this Omicron variant and its mutations is a little bit of a bugger, and it is going to be a little bit of a challenge, especially with some experts thinking it could co-infect with Delta. Now, the original wild-type COVID was nasty. It just killed left and right. Now, part of that was because it was so new and our immune system had never seen COVID. Another part of it was the hospitals were overwhelmed. So if the hospitals were overwhelmed, I'm hearing people were sitting at home, they were, you know, ambulances were, you know, might not have gotten a room, they might not have gotten a chance to be on a ventilator, even though sometimes with a ventilator that meant you were already on your way out, or it could have even worsened it. So there's a lot of reasons why all of a sudden, why COVID killed one of the highest percentages we saw early on. Then we had the Alpha wave of the Alpha variant. Then we have the Delta variant. The Delta still killed. Alpha still killed. But the numbers weren't as exponential as it was originally. And it could be because, well, maybe we had some partial immunity. Then the vaccine came out. The vaccine started to flatten that curve in terms of deaths. And so we've been kind of dealing with the exception of, I think, one person who had two strains at the same time. I think there's only been one documented. We were just dealing with one COVID at a time. So it makes a lot of sense that Omicron started out as kind of milder. Most of the people who got it were vaccinated. They might have already had immunity to it. So their Omicron, shall we say, path or course was mild. People were calling into telemedicine, having a cold, wanting antibiotics for sinus infections. And I'm saying, look, still get yourself tested for COVID. They didn't want to. They're like, I just want antibiotics. And I'm like, yeah, but you realize this could be COVID. So, you know, people weren't really wanting to test. And so that's why I think Omicron was here much sooner than we know, because most people weren't testing for COVID. And the government might not have been looking for Omicron. Well, now they are. So we're being told that the cases are doubling every 3 days. The U.S. is worried they are going to be hit with a perfect storm, triple whammy of Delta, flu, and Omicron. Now, what people want to know is, can you get Omicron and Delta together? Can you get a super variant? In virology, absolutely. There is a way where you can get... Remember I told you guys about recombination? And remember how that kind of works is you have two decks of cards. and the kids run into each other, right? Remember, like, the Reese's, the peanut butter, the chocolate, they run into each other, gets mixed. Okay, well, it's better with two decks of cards. So your kids have two decks of cards. They run into each other. All the cards are all over the place. Rather than figuring out each individual deck, you put them all together, and now you got a double deck. And then you can teach them double deck blackjack. That's what could happen with an Omicron Delta co-infection, and I think it's probably happening now. So Omicron gets into a cell. If Omicron or Delta get into a cell, they usually take it over. But sometimes they both can get into a cell at the same time. Now you got the double decks of genetic material. When the cell has to decide to make the new virus, because it gets taken over, it gets hijacked, it might have a combo of both strains. And that's why people are fearing that. I don't like panic. I don't like people freaking out. I don't like all these, you know, these mandates and all that. But the reason why I support vaccination is because, one, I think Omicron is milder as a result of our boosted immunity. But number two is we haven't really been dealing with two concomitant waves of a virus. So if you have Delta and Omicron at the same time, the potential for a super variant is there. Again, I don't want to panic, but I'm just giving you guys the truth. That doesn't mean we have to make people lose their careers and we have to shut everything down. What we do is we educate people and let people make decisions about their health. So random mutations, recombination, you could technically have a double variant. And so with that, now it's like, this is something that you really, really don't want. So, you know, when my son was getting his test, they asked, he was vaccinated, and they were discussing, you know, what the possibility is. And so doctors are now trying to guess at what percentage your immunity could be. And so if somebody is still under the 6 months, let's say, with vaccines, they're not 80-90% protected against Omicron. They're now at about 30-40% protected. So I told you guys how I feel. All right. On one end, I'd love natural immunity, and I'm sure I have it because I've been around enough people. But on the other end is I don't want a virus in my body if it doesn't have to be. I don't trust the sucker. And so for me, if we still have Delta around and now we're getting Omicron, I don't know what both can do. I don't. And so my issue also is I'm worried about a car accident. I'm also worried about heart disease. I'm worried about pneumonia. I want to know that in my city, there's going to be a hospital bed that has my name on it. If, God forbid, I have to go to the hospital. Yep, we got one. That doesn't look like it's going to be the case for a lot of us. And so protect yourselves. I keep that asking, you know, from listeners. I keep asking. I love it. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI about travel. You know, life is short. You want to be with your family. You want to be with your family. But I'm going to tell you, I don't want to see a co-infection of these two. So I'm not traveling this Christmas. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there. and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Dr. Dolly show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALY. 1-877-DOCDALY. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So you know how repeatedly I tell you guys on the show that doctors aren't necessarily smarter than, I mean, we're not like, you know, rocket scientists, right? You know, we are physicians, and physicians who went through years and years of schooling. We have a lot of experience. We might have a lot of instinct, but that doesn't necessarily mean we are smarter than anybody else. I mean, most of the most intelligent people I know, they work every single industry, whether it's teaching, carpentry, medicine, law. I mean, you got some real, real smart people, then you got some idiots there. And I've met some idiots in all these fields. Gosh, I've met some idiots. And so, you know, I keep saying that when we do medicine and when we approach medicine, you don't approach medicine as it's this brand new language and you got to learn the language. And if you learn the language, you could then speak it and you can operate. I know a lot of industries love that. There's a code, or it runs by code. And it's this big language, and they do that so that it kind of keeps other people out, because people like to put themselves on a pedestal, the tribalism, things like that we've spoken about. Yeah, and I get it. I get it. I see it even within my industry, you know, family versus, you know, the neurosurgeons. Neurosurgeons think they are the bomb. They are, with what they're able to do. I mean, I respect them fully, but does it really mean they're smarter than a family doc, per se? I mean, you know, for example, you know, when students would talk to me going, well, you know, I don't want to just be a family doc. You don't want to say that, because mind you, I am in charge of every part of a patient's body, which means I need to be able to pick up a melanoma. I need to be able to pick up a lymphoma. I need to be able to pick up a seizure. I need to be able to pick up and manage to the best of my abilities all of it. I don't have to just be good at one body part. The specialists are fantastic at doing that, but don't underestimate a family medicine doctor or an internist, because we need to be able to have that sixth sense, have that instinct, and have that education to go, wait a second, okay, what's going on in with your eye, that doesn't sound like pink eye, or that doesn't sound like, I bet you're having some sort of an autoimmune inflammatory condition. So everybody in our medical field is taught that nobody's smarter than another. They might act it. They got some attitude, but you know, we're all the same. We just have different education. And same thing out of the medical field, okay? We all are, you know, people that have some of the most brilliance, you know, and then some of us, it doesn't matter how much education, we're just, you know, I don't know, dumb as a tack. So there's a study that looked at it and said the average person is just as smart as a rocket scientist and neurosurgeon. You see? The study included more than 400 aerospace engineers and neurosurgeons. And they say the average person is just as intelligent. Thank you. In a multinational study published in the Christmas issue of the BMJ, British Medical Journal, and approved by the University College London Research Ethics Committee, authors supported by the Society of British Neurological Surgeons and the United Kingdom Space Agency explored the phrase, it's not rocket science, it's not brain surgery. And even though the expressions are commonly used, the people did not like the fact that neurosurgeons and aerospace engineers, like rocket scientists, were being placed on a pedestal. They think there should be a more appropriate phrase to express a task that might be something that's not a walk in the park. So what they did is they compared the intelligence of 329 aerospace engineers, 72 neurosurgeons in the U.S., the U.K., and Canada, and they compared it to 18,000 other UK folk in the general population. All participants took this Cognitron's Great British Intelligence Test, measuring aspects of their cognition, planning, reasoning, working memory, attention, and emotion processing abilities. They also accounted for if somebody was left-handed, right-handed, and years of experience in their specific career. Rocket scientists and neurosurgeons show no difference in four of the six validated cognitive domains, but they did have some better semantic problem-solving abilities as neurosurgeons. Aerospace engineers showed better mental manipulation and attention abilities. But most of the scores equaled those of the general population. Neurosurgeons' problem-solving speed was quicker, and their memory speed was slower. So they said in situations that do not require rapid problem solving, it might be more correct to use it's not brain surgery. But in situations where rapid information recall is needed, the phrase should be avoided. Okay, so what we're trying to do is not, you know, make people feel biased, not make people feel stupid because they're not a rocket scientist or a neurosurgeon. Even though, trust me, you know, we were made to feel stupid all the time going through training. That's just the way, you know, it was. And I think the reason why they did that, and it's funny, I don't like part of my training, but I do appreciate a good amount of it, because if I got cocky because I got a right answer and I'm like, okay, you know what, maybe this is easy. They wanted us students to know that it wasn't easy, that you are going to have to learn and you're going to have to continue to learn. Because the second you have a doctor out there that says, I'm the mom, I got this, I could tackle anything, they're the ones that miss stuff. I can't tell you how many times I pick up stuff that I see other doctors miss. Now, hopefully I don't miss stuff, but then again, I'm a lot more careful. I read and I reread and I reread and I'm like in my head, and I'm like, well, it could be this, you know, get the testing done. But it's because when I got out of training, I thought that every doctor was smarter than me. And then when I saw, wait a second, this was halfway, this was half-assed, wait a second, this wasn't done right, that's not the right diagnosis, I'm like, you know what, trust my instinct. But it's instinct. And I always tell students that. I go, I don't call myself smart, but man, I've been very, very blessed with that sixth sense and that instinct. And then I'm able to go, something's not right. And people might say, gosh, Dr. Dolly, you're so smart. No, I'm not. I told you guys, when I was growing up, I might have had the best grades in my family, but would be driving and there'd be a license plate, a personalized license plate. I don't get it. I couldn't get it. Whatever. My brother would pick it up in a second. My brothers and sisters were way smarter than me. I could study. I could memorize things. I could get the A. But does that mean I'm smart? So that's why, you know, I really don't like the idea of it being, well, if you go to college, you're smart. If you're, you know, if you get this degree, you're smart. No, no. And people need to stop that. Now, I understand that sometimes the motivation for people to go to school is to get that degree. The motivation for them to become a specialist is for that hierarchy. Just like president. Why would anybody want to become president? Look at what Biden and Trump and everybody's gone through. Well, because there's some quan. You're on a pedestal. You have this sort of rank. So we'll always have rank. We have rank in the military. We have rank in politics. Lots of rank in politics. We have rank in terms of teaching, academia. And so, you know, we're not going to get rid of everybody's equal because we're not communists. We're not, and people don't want that. I mean, some people are asking for it, obviously, in this country. But, you know, that it just doesn't seem to work. People want to strive for that. But I don't like the idea of people thinking, look, just because somebody has a degree, that they're trustworthy. Trust is a completely different thing. Do you know who the best person I know in terms of medicine is on this planet? It's my mom. My mom diagnosed me faster than any doctor I've seen because of her instinct. Don't tell her that. I really don't need her to have a bigger head. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY. Don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.